You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Living on the dance floor.
Floor.
Yes. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Bing is for doing, and we are now doing another AfterBuzz After Show for Dance Moms, episode 30.
30,000.
30.
I think.
30. The name of this episode is Clash of the Dance Moms, and we are joined today by a very strange person. You have not seen him in so long that we almost forgot he even existed. Who are you, sir?
Well, we know that's not true. I'm Chris Congero, and it's good to be back. It is good to be back. Everyone, what's up out there?
I can't say anything because
I just, in my defense, so everyone knows, I've been working. I was judging national competitions, and then I was on America's Got Talent last week as a dancer, so.
Notice how he's trying to throw his resume out there.
I don't throw my resume.
You threw your resume out there.
I want you guys at home to know when I'm not here, I'm actually doing something
taking
legit.
Pictures.
It's not like I'm at home or out the bars drinking. Like
taking the feet pictures by the pool on Instagram is not doing
I was judging that weekend just because I had some time to get tan.
Judging the water.
To get tan. It was nice. It was nice. Shout out Arizona.
and when I'm not here after buzzers, I am having several seats somewhere else. And I'm getting my life together.
God, I haven't seen you in a while. It's been a long time.
I know. I still look the same, don't I?
You do. And I look younger, huh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You look, yes, that tan. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually interesting to just do a little sidetrack. I judged with someone who teaches Madison from Abby's Ultimate.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he's her teacher.
I live for Madison.
I know. I'm like, we love her. But remember, there was that one episode where she was a little like snotty.
She was all like sassy,
and we
stuff?
I guess we must have got onto her.
Yeah,
because her mom was crushed.
That's when I was like,
Corrine, I believe, was crushed because she watches the show. So I just want to give a big shout out to Madison and Corrine and say that we love you guys.
Oh, big shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into all this dance mom drama. Starting with the lovely pyramid, which I'm going to do my best to remember it in order. At the bottom, we had Paige, which is no surprise because once again, Kelly has walked out for the third time.
They're done now. I mean, Paige after this Brooke. Episode, it seemed.
Well, Kelly, you're too much. Like, I just feel...
I mean, I think they're all too much.
All too much. But this whole walking out and then the mom's, like, going, like, oh, we miss Kelly. Kelly's supposed to be here. Kelly does not want to be there, whether she's...
And what's interesting is that Abby said the girls don't want to be there either. Which, I mean, how many weeks do we laugh that Brooke is, like, over it?
Brooke is trying to get her singing career off the ground.
Yeah, hey,
I shouldn't laugh. She's young. She's
young,
a young girl.
And she's beautiful.
I shouldn't laugh. You do you, Brooke. You hear me? You do you. I will summer love song all summer long. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Summer love, I believe so.
Something like that. And then next we had, I think, Asia, because that just makes sense in my mind.
What was funny was that Asia put her pants on backwards.
but you know what? She took full blame for it.
Well, I mean, where was Christy? I mean, you know those are my people, but...
Right. Well...
I don't think it looked terrible, but it was pretty
comical. I actually thought it was supposed to look like that, to be honest. And then when she was like, it's on backwards, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell. It's supposed to be like a... What do you call it? A train?
Oh, like a little tail.
A bustle, if you will.
You better know your costume.
2 weeks of national competitions.
Chris was in it. Her bustle looks very right tonight.
Yes, the bustle was backwards. Bustle Asia.
And then we had Nia. Poor Nia. Nia cannot get out of that fourth spot of the pyramid.
Yeah, but Abby went in on her this week.
She did. But Holly made a point that if you spend more time with her, maybe she can grow and be better. I mean, I think
that Abby made a point that... She thinks Nia's terrible.
Nia is getting there.
I don't think she's terrible. I think Abby, because of what Holly said, made it a point to highlight Nia's imperfections.
Well, this is now Abby concentrating on Nia and being like, oh, you are here. So now let me critique you. Since your mom has now said that you've grown as a dancer, you've become better, which, you know, Nia in episode 25, 22, whichever the latter ones, said that over the break she took, I think, 4 extra dance classes, including being at Abby's every week. So, I mean, she's trying. She's putting in the work. So, I think Abby should take notice. So, good for Holly for sticking up for Nia.
And Nia, stick with it even if she's rude to you. It's better to get attention than no attention.
No attention.
Even negative attention. I had a teacher in New York who would call me out. And I was always like, I hate it. But now I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be called out and improve from that as opposed to not being noticed.
Well,
and nothing being said.
Obviously, that is what kept you working. So then next we had...
I do not know what that meant. It went right over my head. But it seemed like it was a little rude, so I'm going to let it go.
AfterBuzzers...
We'll let it go.
AfterBuzzers are very familiar with my antics and my faces, so they know what it means.
Familiar? I don't know. Familiar was a good word.
They are familiar.
Because I wouldn't say fond.
Get your life. So then we had Maddie. Maddie was next on the pyramid. Fall from grace. Bless her.
Nice to see someone new on the top of the pyramid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Maddie can only be on top for so long. Maddie, we get it. You're good. But, really like, good. There are other members who are just as good as Maddie, I think. And for different reasons.
Right. Yes. So, maybe not technically, but...
Right. And then there was that moment where I feel like Christy with a C looked at Chloe like, oh, you got the top spot. And then it was like, and second we have Chloe. And it was like, wah, 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 wah.
I know, she was not, you could tell she was not happy about
right.
that.
But Abby praised her and said, you were the MVP, you learned Paige's
part. The recital
part.
Hero, she said.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm with Christy.
Or that could have been Christy that said recital hero.
No,
confessional, because she was like, well, you should put her on top then.
But I agree with that. Like, if Chloe was the recital hero and got all this praise for, you know, picking up where Paige left off, I feel like she should have been at the top. But then
why was Kendall at the top?
Well, when they got to the top, it was the photo shoot. Now, Kendall did look like a mean girl in that photo.
I mean, I think they could. I don't think it's hard to look like a mean girl, personally.
Obviously, it is hard to look like a mean girl. He tried and attempted to do a face, but he tried it, literally.
I mean, they all could look like mean girls.
But during the photo shoot, they all had different looks and stuff like that. And I think, of course, Abby was rooting for Maddie to be on the cover. But I'm glad Kendall... you know, got this opportunity and chance and won, and they were surprised, and, you know, so good. Good for her for being on the top of the pyramid with her new headshot and still the only headshot that's different from everybody. But good for her for being on top. So, yay, Kendall.
That's nice. Yay. Good for Kendall.
They're off to the competition, which
is Believe. A new competition.
Yes.
Which I saw the owner is Gary Pate, and he is the owner of Star Power, if you're familiar with that.
Okay, yeah.
And Revolution. Well, Star Power has been around probably 25 years. So, like...
Good for him for getting that shot in. I was like, why are they showing him? I was like, something is about to happen.
Like, he's, as far as, like, dance world, competition world goes, him and Grace Wakefield, who are the owners, are kind of, like, really well-known and legendary in that world. So, I didn't even know he opened another competition because I think they have another one too.
Keep it going.
Hey, get that money. But no, he's a great guy.
Give the cast of Dance Moms to attend something else besides Intensity.
Right. Even though I think they're going back next week.
Of course they are. So then came the assignments. They're doing a group number, obviously.
Yes.
And then there's a trio with Nia,
Chloe, and Kendall.
And then...
Abby was like, oh, Maddie, I was going to give it to you, but since you don't want to dance that bad, or whatever she said, she gave it to...
Nia instead, yeah. And that was because last week when Abby asked, Paige doesn't want to do a new solo, who would like to do a new solo? And then she said, Maddie, you have your solo Survivor. And I think that's the one that she did on Abby's Ultimate. And Maddie didn't raise her hand. And she kind of forced Maddie to raise her hand. So Abby was like, you don't really want it? I'm going to give it to someone that does. Nia. But good for Nia. I hate that she got it by default, but good for her.
Sometimes, yeah, as long as you're booked, you are booked.
Right, exactly. No matter how you get the book in, as long as you get it, then you're good.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But I think that's unfair to say that Maddie doesn't want it. I mean, maybe she's just overwhelmed. She's like, listen, I got enough on my plate. I got my solo. I know it. I'm good. I don't think it's fair. I think Abby puts a lot of unnecessary pressure on her. But maybe that's the reason why she's catapulted to the star.
She's the star. She's the top deal.
But to say because you didn't volunteer to learn new solo that you don't want it anymore, I think is a little dramatic. And obviously,
it's
all dramatic.
Right.
If the show's not there.
Right. This is the AfterBuzz logo. This is the Dance Moms logo.
We're not dramatic. They are dramatic.
Oh, no. This can be dramatic.
And he is dramatic.
I don't consider myself to be dramatic. I consider myself to be real.
Okay.
With a capital R-E-A-L.
Okay. You can call it however you want. Mean girl.
Get your life.
I thought it was interesting that Yvette is back. And now this whole new cast of characters. Just interesting.
First of all, the cast of Candy Apples changes on a daily.
And that's another thing that like still bothers me about them every week is that like these are not your kids.
Right.
And I'm sorry skipping ahead, but it shows that when you have the kids doing a small group or a trio that they just started working together.
Right.
And they're super talented, but they're not like professional level where you can blend super quick.
Right.
So you can see the difference in Abby's kids who are really there every week working together as opposed to these other kids. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the boy Lucas, he's from Dance Moms Miami.
Which, whatever happened to that show?
He's, well, at Victor Smalley's studio. He takes there.
Yeah.
I met his mom, that blonde lady, when they were out here filming it. But it's just interesting that now he's with Candy Apples because it just all seems so phony.
Guest appearances and co-stars.
Yeah, but Candy Apples, it's like next thing you know, they're going to have like three professional dancers. And they're like, oh, they're just here for the week.
This is the thing. This is the difference between Abby and Candy Apples. Candy Apples, I feel like, is more about the win rather than actually teaching and growing these kids. Whereas Abby has this studio where she is building dancers, no matter the technique.
Right.
But, like, she is creating a...
She's cultivating a group. Herself.
Exactly. So I feel like that's the difference. That's why they change... That's why Zach is not there and other dude is not there. And then suddenly there's Lucas.
Yeah.
Jalen's not there. And then it's just... I don't know. She needs to... If she wants a winning team, she needs to stay consistent.
And also they were saying, why do we... They said something about how come they want to win this weekend. And Kathy was all, because I need to win. I want to win.
Right. It's all about
And that's
her.
Also wrong, too, because it's really like, yeah, your studio's winning, but you're not winning. The kids are winning.
The kids are winning.
And I think a lot of studio owners get confused with that, you know? It's the wrong reasons.
So over at Candy Apples, they are also doing a trio and a group number.
Yes.
Both choreographed by Anthony, who... keeps getting into
now I'm thinking it's all staged.
But see, I don't know because I feel like Kathy.
I know I want to call her Candy. I almost wrote down Candy too. We're like, we'll figure a name out.
I feel like Kathy tries to be in control of the studio, and Anthony, even though he's like a guest, he's been brought in to do the choreography, and I feel like Kathy doesn't let Anthony do what he's
well, because if she would relinquish all control, then she would have no purpose in even being there.
Right.
So I think she comes in and kind of like forces herself into situations so she's still relevant.
But you hired him.
I know.
Let him do
you know what
this
he
week, thinks is best
I agree
for your
with
team.
Anthony. Like, Brooke's mom, Candy Apple Brooks, I mean, yeah. Whoever she is, Brooke's mom was, like, yelling at Anthony.
Yeah.
What can't Brooke do? And he's like, the part she can't do,
that,
and
the,
I took it out. And she couldn't execute it properly.
So it's like, move
and
forward.
And she's like, she could do anything. Like, shut up. You shouldn't even be in here. And I mean, I'm a big believer. Like, my mom and my dad dropped me off at dance, and they picked me up when I was done. They didn't come in and meddle around. So
exactly.
These parents to me, I can't, not that I can't relate to, because I know a ton of them, but I can't get on the boat with them. Like, yeah. I'm like, no, like, you're in there, and Kathy specifically asked them to stay quiet, and then, of course, there had to be some kind of drama and some kind of barking back, and that's embarrassing for your kid,
and
too. You know, like, maybe she's like, no, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, she obviously was, and as a choreographer, you have to figure out what is best for the group. If it's not working, you can't make someone do what you're
clearly
trying
don't
to
have a lot of time.
Exactly. They got, what, 2-3 days to learn a routine?
Exactly.
And they better get on it.
Are too concerned with the drama, but I thought it was interesting that Kathy said her and Yvette are soulmates. What'd
they
she
are.
Say? They were both fashionable. We're both whatever.
They are. Like, I feel like I can see Yvette and Kathy being one and the same.
Yeah.
Quiet and sneaky.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, I like Yvette.
Hey, Yvette.
To a certain extent. Hey, Yvette. But you know how I felt about Yvette during Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I felt like any other dance model.
I distinctly
she's all
remember
about her kid.
I was the only one who was on Christy's side at one point during that. I know we always get back to this Christy-Yvette debate.
Listen, we all know you are Team Captain Asia.
Yeah, well, no, I know. And thought it was interesting when Yvette called here a couple of weeks, I mean, probably a month ago now, that she said something that if Christy wasn't as boisterous and putting on a show as she was, she doesn't think her daughter would have made it that far. And I was like, hold up. Don't take credit away from Asia because you think her mom, like, I don't agree with that. I think Asia's talented on her own.
Yeah, especially for the age that she is.
Exactly. I think a lot of people forget that. But despite that, I thought it was interesting that they're all back.
They're all making guest appearances on Dance Mom.
Yeah.
Well,
you have 30 episodes. You got to bring someone new in.
I mean, it's like the shows are just crossing over.
So they really are.
To keep everything in mind.
And now this week we had a new addition to Abby Lee's company. Well, not new, but
Peyton.
New for us.
Her name is Peyton. It's not Kendall. It's not Maddie. It is Peyton.
I know.
Let me
I
tell
know
you something,
name.
Peyton. If I had talked to another adult like that, I would have gotten hit
what
with the closest
say?
Thing possible.
What did she say?
She was in the room.
Oh, and Abby said.
And they were talking, and I think Abby, by accident, called her Kendall. And she goes, it is Peyton. It's not Kendall. It's Maddie. It's Peyton.
Ooh.
And I'm looking at this kid like, You tried it. You need to have several feats.
And there was a flashback too, where she was a little
mouthy, she was a little cocky and sassy in the room too. She's 15 though. She's in that teenager stage where like she's not going to keep quiet like the other girls. She's going to say what she has to say, but it comes across as rude to where her mom needs to step in and go, no, you don't talk to adults like that.
And that's what Abby said. If that was my kid, I'd be out there having a talk with
exactly.
her. And I agree with Abby. It's all about my parents raised me to be very respectful.
Exactly. Because being from the South and from the deepest part of the country, you got called every name before, not like mean names, but like I would get called by my cousin's name or someone else's name before they finally get to my name.
Right.
And it's like, you heard me calling you, but you called everybody else before. That's just something people do. It's an accident, but the way Peyton said it was very disrespectful, in my opinion. And also, Leslie and Peyton, Leslie needs to be appreciative of being able to come in, but the moms are right. If Brooke and Paige walked back into that studio, yes, they wouldn't be welcomed with open arms. Yes, they would need to kind of get back on Abby's good side. But Peyton, goodbye. Because Abby, even though she does not has a dislike for Kelly, obviously, and her antics. She, that those kids are a part of that group. And there are things that they can do and that they can add to that group that Peyton cannot. Just as they were saying, Brooke is very, you know, acrobatic, and there's a
contortion
certain,
and
all that.
Corner.
And Peyton can't do that.
Right.
So, yeah. Peyton, bye-bye.
I just feel like Leslie was trying. Like, she is like, please book me for a future episode. Peyton, like, that's what she was trying.
Leslie is doing her best to be a part of the cast of Dance Moms. And I'm all right with her co-star role.
Right. I think everyone is.
Yeah.
And I think
I'm
the moms
okay with
want
that.
Her to be clear about that. And also, they're saying that, like, she's 15.
Yeah.
Why do you want her to dance with these kids? But her mom just wants, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, too. I'd
and
want
I
that
get
check.
It. Her mom sees the bigger picture. These kids are doing meet and greets, getting bookings, doing all this stuff. And she wants Peyton to be able to do the same thing. Who wouldn't want that for their kid? But at the same time, Leslie, have a seat. Because you are really trying.
And not in that room with the other
not
dance
in that
moms.
Room. Leslie Kelly's
folding
seat
chair
is not your seat. But the folding chair next to it that can easily be folded back up and put back into the corner and brought back out when we're ready for your guest star role again.
When necessary. I think it's interesting that she came in very calmly and very warm and friendly, but she just
and then she
kept,
went right back.
She just kept trying to like punch that idea of... Oh, well, I'm going to be here, you know, and I want to be here. Like, give it a week and see how the number goes. And then let's work on, like, getting you sneaking in there. But I don't think anyone's forgotten about the other two.
No. And, you know, we'll get to that later. But they're all, Kelly needs to be here. So, that's that. So then.
Competition?
Oh, well, before that, can I just say, Christy with a K is the only dance mom that no matter what day it is, looks amazing.
She always looks
like
amazing.
The
some
whole,
of them look tired this
like,
week.
Yeah. Like, there was a shot when they were in the at the studio, and they cut to Christy, and then they cut to the rest of the dance moms, and I was like, Christy with a K is like put together. Like she, it seems like she walks out of the house like, I can't walk out until I look right. And the other dance
I mean, wouldn't you, if you were on camera, you know.
But the other dance moms need to look like that.
They're tired. This is episode 30. They're like.
That's why they're tired, because it's episode 30. Can someone please explain to me, why do they need all these episodes of dance moms?
And really not, I mean, to be honest, not much is happening.
It's a lot of the same drama. I love the show. Abby, love you. John,
yes,
love you.
I love Abby.
But what more do we need to see from Dance Moms? I'm like worn out.
I'm worn out too. It's been like a year, right, of Dance Moms?
I feel like it has been. I mean, 30 episodes, that's 30 weeks of drama and mamas and dancing. And more drama.
Bad
than
reunion
dancing.
Shows. You know, I agree with you. I think something, but now do you think a different city? I mean, obviously that didn't work. There was talks if it was going to be done in Long Island as well. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty brutal scene out there, but I don't know if people are as receptive to the new studios and the new kids as they are to Abby and her company.
True.
Because what happened with Miami?
It came for a season and it went away.
Yeah.
I think it depends on... I think this is... If you develop it in another city, there has to be a different type of drama. It can't...
But I think the problem is that it's all the same drama everywhere that, you go. It's just dance, competition, studio
I don't
moms.
Think it's the... I mean, I don't think it's the same. I think there could be different reasons for the drama. Like, with this, it's about Abby and how she is as far as her teaching skills and what she does and things like that. That makes the moms kind of... And then the mom's inner drama. But you can't take that and put it somewhere else in a different city. That's the same format. That format's already been done.
Right.
It's just like the Real Housewives. There's Orange County. There's Beverly Hills. There's, you know, Atlanta, New York. It's all the same type of women, you know, all the same type of drama. But it's just, it's different. You get a different feel from it. Like, it's not the same. You know, Atlanta is different from New Jersey. Where, like, you know, New Jersey right now is focusing, and I know we're not talking about, but I'm just, like, comparing.
Nice segue.
But, like, Jersey is focused all about, like, you know, their family and mending and doing all this stuff. In Atlanta, there's a whole different type of drama with that. So I think if you're going to branch out and do different cities, there has to be the same format, but you have to put in different elements, right, and different forms of the drama. I think we would buy it. I kind of watched Dance Moms Miami for a tish.
I didn't. Really?
That's why. Because the whole reason why it didn't happen was because you, Chris Conjero, Kangaroo, did not watch it.
I mean, I could totally see that happening. What are you laughing about over there?
Kangaroo.
But anyway, back to the competition.
Yes.
I thought it was really funny when Vivi was out eating with Kathy.
First of all, Vivi is always eating.
Well, did you see what the grandmother said to her? She was like, "You are an eater.
You love
you
your
could
food.
Eat. You could." She's always eating, and always. She actually brought that to the attention of the world,
because the world has noticed that all Vivi does is she nods and she eats, and she really doesn't care about dance at all.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
But that was funny that the grandmother said it.
But that food looked good, though. And maybe because I was just hungry while I was watching.
I think
it
was just
because
you were hungry.
This is coming from somebody who's skinny, who don't eat nothing but lettuce and water.
Oh, no. I haven't eaten.
Your definition of eating is probably...
I had Chipotle earlier.
Chipotle, the number six most healthiest place to eat in America.
Is that really?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
I looked it up today because I'm back on my little diet, so I had to make sure Chipotle was healthy to eat.
But did they say no sour cream and no cheese and mm-hmm. no guac and no chips?
Well, you have to do light on the sour cream and cheese.
Mm. I'm always like, I'm like, a little more cheese. A little more sour. A little
skinny
more.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, I have to segue into the Cereal Buddies movie. Hopefully you guys have been paying attention to that and supporting that. Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro produced this lovely film. It is a great, funny, hilarious film. Make sure you support it. You can see the trailer of it at AfterBuzzTV.com.
Man,
also visit Cereal Buddies, the movie.com?
CerealBuddies.com.
CerealBuddies.com. Make sure you visit, support it, share it with a friend.
And love it. Laugh. Who doesn't like to laugh?
Thank you, Chris Kangaroo.
I really don't like that. That is not sticky. And you're going to have a seat somewhere else. Not
would
in
you,
here.
Would you like for me to have a seat in your pouch, Kangaroo?
Not in here. This is a family show, sir, so I'd like to keep it that way.
Get your life. You just tried it.
I think I did it.
No, you
actually
tried it.
So Believe competition.
Yes. So
they had the spy number, which was the trio that
mm-hmm.
Anthony choreographed.
You know what? To be honest, when I was watching it, I didn't pay attention until halfway through. And I caught myself. I was like, oh, I totally did not pay attention to that. Nor did I rewind to look at it. I thought it was an interesting concept, but I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
I mean, it's funny. People say when we're talking about dance, we're always talking about execution. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was executed in the best way, shape, or form. Because you mm-hmm. could have a terrible idea. This happened to be a great idea, but you could have a terrible idea. But if it's executed in the correct way, it could be brilliant.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about execution. As I was saying with what I touched on earlier, is you could tell these kids haven't worked together for a long time.
Right.
So they're not like really feeling each other mm-hmm. as far as movement and energy, and it just looked a little disconnected, and it really was, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but like you just glazed right over it.
Yeah.
Like next.
And speaking of next, we had the trio with Nia, Kendall, and Chloe.
Which was great. You know, it wasn't stellar.
It was clean. It was clean. Although I felt like Nia at some times was a little bit ahead.
Poor
of
Nia
the other
is
girls.
Tried.
She is trying, but there were moments where I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Nia, yeah. Bring it in.
I mean, there were definitely some bent knees, some unpointed feet.
Yes.
But as far as like intention and energy, I felt like it was all pretty cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked well together.
I thought it was great.
And then also now, the same thing with the Four Seasons number from Candy Apples.
I feel like that could have been so dynamic.
So dynamic. I mean, you have these five of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like so stunning. They're dancing. But it seemed like the beginning was like five solos. And then it just kind of seemed like five solos.
Yeah. My issue, along with the execution of the choreography, because I actually thought the choreography the clips that I saw, especially when they were rehearsing it.
Yeah, I mean, I like that choreography.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, this is actually going to be good. But my issue were the costumes. The only costume I liked was Fall, and that was Nakia, right?
I believe.
Nakia's the daughter.
Of Kaya.
Of Kaya. See?
Yes.
Black Patsy. I felt like her costume, I look at her, I get Fall. And then as I looked at the other seasons, I was like, winter I got. Winter looked good. But the other two, I was like, red for summer. And then blue for what? Spring?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't working. I just thought the whole... It just didn't come together for
and
me.
I didn't get the point of Lucas.
He was like the ringleader.
I get
the god of...
Well, then be a tornado or something, or Moses and part the Red Sea, because I was not getting it at all.
Oh, I did not get it either, but I'm just saying that was his
You know
purpose.
Who he looked like? Yeah. What's the little boy's name in Jungle Book? What was his...
Mowgli.
Mowgli.
He was giving you Mowgli realness with that little lion claw around
Mowgli
and the bear
realness.
And the bare-chestedness. I don't know what he was gathering, but the seasons it was not.
No, I agree with you there.
I think it could have been such an amazing piece.
Maybe they just need more time to work together, and maybe that's a lesson to Kathy, like to have your students work together for more than a week,
mm-hmm.
and maybe things will come together a little better.
Just like it did for the Abby Lee Dance Company.
Eventually,
I thought their group number. It wasn't like the most energetic, high energy, but it was kind of soft and ocean-like.
Yeah, open waters.
It's very calming.
It was good, and they were well rehearsed. I mean, there's something that's always to be said for me about well rehearsed,
mm-hmm.
because no matter how, if the dancers aren't up to a certain level, or just the look, if something's off, if you're well rehearsed, for me, that shows a lot.
Yeah.
Because it means you put a lot of time into it, you're trying, you know, the effort was there.
I wonder what it would have looked like with Brooke and all her contortionisms.
I don't know if it would have been that much different, to be honest, but I don't think that the little ramp was A, necessary, or B, really
Well, that
used.
Was the sand.
Oh. Yeah, it didn't come off that way.
Like, I kind of felt like that was the sand and they were water.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
But, like, they did, like, stutter steps up to it, mm-hmm. which, like, even that alone annoyed me, because it should be right, like, whatever step you're getting on, like, that should be planned out better.
I thought she was going to fall off. To be honest, like, she ran up, and I was like, oh, she but oh, she stopped.
Because she, like,
yeah, she's like,
stutter steps.
And I was like,
she wasn't ready.
You hit that beat, but you almost fell over. You almost.
She's like, but I got the beat. I got it.
You got that beat, but you almost got your head clunked on that dance floor too.
And I also hate when they have props that aren't used. Like, if it's a prop that's not used, it turns into scenery for me. And I mean, you don't know how many numbers I've seen where they take 20 minutes getting this huge. There are some major props I've seen this season, and they get this huge prop, they erect it on stage and screwing the nuts and bolts, everything in, and then maybe they'll like lean on it in the beginning, and you're like, if you're not going to use it, there was really no point to
it's
have
for,
scenery.
It's for scenery.
Yeah, but it
sets the mood.
Yeah, but scenery is not a part of dance competition.
It is. It's staging. Theatrics.
Save it for your dance recital. Save it for your dance recital.
Oh,
or use it. Or
they can't
use
bring it.
It
to the competition?
No. They can, but use it. That's all I'm saying is that
they did
I want
use
you
it.
To use. Yeah, that's not enough. You could do that with this wall. You
no,
know?
Because think about it. You know, that little move, it's like soft and stuff. If they didn't have that and they just had the curtain, wouldn't have gave the same effect.
No, I think it would have been fine. Don't touch it once. You want to lean on it three or four times, then we'll talk. Don't give me one lean and say that you need
they
a
needed that lean. They needed the nuts and bolts in the erection
you
of this
the
beautiful
problem.
Scenery.
You are the problem.
Well,
right here.
I like scenery.
I love scenery too, but it's about the kids and their dancing. That's what it's about. So it's
give
like,
me some scenery.
Are you
give
trying
me some
to distract? Theatrics. Are you trying to distract from the kids? You know? Is that what you're trying to do here?
Aren't we all?
No.
We don't. What? Everyone doesn't want to see the flaws of something.
No, you should just have flawless kids. And then things will be awesome. That's sip.
So then we get to the results.
Yes.
And Candy Apples for the trio got 7. Ouch. Yeah.
They were not happy about that.
Oh, well, actually, before we go into awards, this is what I thought was rude. Was during each of, and this is for Candy Apples and Abby Lee, they were both talking about each other's groups.
And you gotta remember the power of editing as well.
I'm sure, but I'm taking the show as is. I felt like you just need to sit and watch. When you go into another room or whatever like that, whisper, talk about it, whatever, but don't do it in front of each other. I think that just adds to the drama. It's tacky. Like, no one wants to be talked about.
No.
You know, no one wants all the drama. All the whispering and stuff was unnecessary, and it definitely was noticeable, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But Candy Apples for the Trio took 7th. Abby Lee took...
I did not write that down.
I think it was 5th.
Okay, for their trio.
For the trio.
Which is good. I mean, at least they beat Candy Apples.
And that's all that matters. They wanted. Yep. And then...
The Four Seasons got 3rd overall.
For the group number.
Right.
And then Abby Lee got 1st.
Yep, Open Waters.
And...
I
thought it was funny and also rude that Abby was just laughing at each placement that Candy Apples got.
I mean, it's just, Abby.
She tickled herself to the... And then when the group won and then they went back into the back room, she was like, Kelly, of course, shouldn't be here. I knew it was the right reason. And
she said, it's the best thing in the world that Kelly is gone with like a fist in the air.
Yeah.
And she was like, no more Paige screwing up the numbers, which I don't think that's appropriate to kind of like trash talk someone when they're not there.
And it was after the whole conversation of when Chrissy with a C told Leslie, like, that's not your seat. That's Kelly's seat.
Right.
And Leslie, of course, but we want to be here. And Kelly has walked out 3 times and Peyton wants to be here and blah, blah, blah. Peyton, you are there as a co-star.
You will never be full time.
You will never be full time. Then, of course, in walks in Candy Apples.
I was like, of course I have to come in.
I don't.
But then this whole twist with Anthony's mom, I was like, is this for real? Like, I actually wrote down for real.
I felt like it's too much. It's too much. Candy Apples, y'all don't always need, and they always start it, and they always instigate it. They always walk into that room, you know, trying to start or pick a fight.
But then what did the producers say? Like, Anthony, can you call your mom and tell her she's going to come on and then attack Abby, or like she's going to confront? Like, I also think it looks silly, for lack of a better word, that like Anthony's mom is going in there to fight his battles when she's brand new. Like, no one's seen her before. I thought everything that's happened, like, Anthony's a grown man. Abby and those moms are all grown women.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could handle it themselves without bringing in another person to like start something. And no disrespect towards Anthony's mom, but I just think that it was all unnecessary. It was contrived and unnecessary.
And the fact that Kathy was like, so while you girls were whispering and stuff, you know, we heard it all. And by the way, this is Anthony's mom. And it's kind of like, but you guys were...
Doing the same thing,
except Anthony's mom, right? Anthony's mom wasn't with you guys because they were. Anthony's mom and Kathy's mom were clearly sitting in a different spot. I felt like, at least that's how the camera angle represented. But you guys were whispering and laughing and stuff about Abby Lee, just as they were whispering and laughing about you. So you can't come in and be one sided and be like, "Oh, we saw you guys talking about us and Anthony, and oh, this is his mom," and then pretend like you guys were sitting there as perfect angels,
because they weren't.
No. And then
also to like storm in and attack them in their area,
that's too much. And then when Anthony's mom was like, and I get it, like, you, I mean, I'm sure my mom would do the same thing if someone was talking about her baby. Oh, she gonna get all up in somebody's face. But then I was just like, that's so much. But I think what triggered it was when Jill said, "Now I see where he gets it from." That's definitely, I'm pulling off my earrings, and that's a oh hell no moment.
But still, you kind of can't fault Jill for saying that because she was attacked.
Was she?
They were attacked. Yeah, everyone in that room that was there before the attackers walked in.
But even though they were attacked, did Jill need to go there?
I mean, they're always going to go there. But, like, I don't think I would... I mean, my mom's the same way, and I would say, Mom, this is not your battle, A. And B, I would not want to subject her
And
to
Anthony
that.
Wasn't even in the room.
I know.
Anthony didn't even come in with them. But I felt like it's that group, like, we're going to start drama. This is the last little flicker of hope we can have.
Yeah. And there was just no, they couldn't just leave it alone. Like, no. Kathy, you couldn't just be the bigger woman for once and go home with your losing awards.
Right.
And, like, go work on your team, go cultivate some kids, and stop worrying. Like, you had to start something. I don't know if it was the producers or what that put you up to it, but why'd she have to start something?
Right.
Like, it could have just been an amicable rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, so many in the country are, where it's like, okay, you were better than me today. Congratulations. Because at the end of the day, these kids are all going to be working together in the professional industry, whoever goes on. So there's no reason for all this hostility. But... it's always the parents that bring it.
It's always. That's why it's called Dance Moms.
And the teachers. Totally. But I couldn't believe that they came in there.
I wasn't surprised, but when they walked in, I was just like, ugh, here we go.
And then also how Kathy's like, well, this is what Anthony's mom has to say. Go, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's too much. So anyway, that was that episode of Dance Moms. Let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
The only news that I have is that Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition will begin September 3rd, the second season of Abby's Ultimate. I'm not even going to go with the letters. Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition will kick off season 2 on September 3rd. I do believe, just by watching some of the clips, Robin Anton is not a part of it anymore.
No.
And they got the...
it's a Broadway woman, I believe.
The one that was featured on Dance Moms, Rachel...
I think
her name is Rachel. The name escapes me right now. Sorry, After Buzzers. I'm horrible. I'm sorry.
What about Abby's studio in L.A.? Has there been more talk of that?
No talk of that since episode 20.
Okay.
You fans of Dance Moms, make sure you check out Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition beginning September 3rd. And now we move on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I don't even know why we do predictions, because let me predict something. Same drama. The mamas
different
are going to get into it.
New drama.
Oh, except they're going to go to Kelly and be like, why aren't you coming back? Y'all, stop worrying about Kelly.
Worry about yourself and your kids.
Kelly does not want to be there. If Kelly wanted to be there, her churn would be there. Kelly does not want to be there. Right, going over there. And it's like the sit-in all over again, which didn't make sense. Kelly did not want to be there. If Kelly wants to be there, she knows what she needs to do to get back. So, once again, the Dance Moms...
they're going to try to get her to come back.
I think she's not going to come back.
I think she will.
After Buzzers, what do you think? Comment below and let us know whether you think Kelly will return or will not return. I don't think she is.
I think she will.
Team Tony?
I think she'd be silly to not come back.
Team Tony or Team Chris?
I mean, well, we all know. It's Team Chris.
It's about to be Team Get Your Life. Chris, where can they find you?
At Chris Congero on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Add me, follow me. I'll keep it interesting, I promise.
Yes, more photos of him by the pool with the feet.
There will be more than that.
And of course, I'm Tony Moore. You can find me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Lounging with Tony. And you can also check out my web show, Lounging with Tony, at loungingwithtony.com. Special thanks to Marissa, our lovely producer, holding it down back there.
Yes.
And I realized at the beginning, I did not say nothing about you, nor did I introduce myself.
That's okay.
I think everyone knows who you are.
So guess who needs to have a seat? Me. And that's what I'm about to do. We will see you guys next Wednesday night. Same dance time, same dance channel right here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.